When Debbie Barron and a friend decided to pray for their neighbors, they began to see God work in some wonderful ways. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Debbie describes how prayer makes a lasting difference.
Over the years, I've tried to have an impact where I live, in my apartment building. When I was living in an apartment, now I live in a condo, so in my building there, just trying to build relationships with the neighbors and get opportunities to talk to them about the Lord. One of my neighbors, I was able to invite her to a book club that I was in. She didn't stick around for very long, but I was excited that she was at least willing to come.
And simply letting people know that you're praying for them can make all the difference.
Last year, another neighbor of mine who is also a Christian, we started praying for our neighbors. We haven't been super faithful, but we tried to take walks around the neighborhood every once in a while and pray together for our neighbors. And that we were praying specifically for our neighbors, Jennifer and Raymond. And they were a young couple living upstairs and just seemed really open to talk to us, but we weren't sure where they stood spiritually. So we would talk to them standing in the stairwell, and I got into multiple conversations with Jennifer and ended up telling her, hey, you know, we're praying for you guys. How can we pray for you specifically? And so she told me, I'm studying for this test I need to pass for my schooling. Can you pray for that? And then I was really surprised about a week later, I walked down the stairwell and Raymond stopped me and said, hey, Debbie, can you pray for me? Because I really want to stop smoking. Can you pray that I'll stop smoking? So I was encouraged that he was obviously grateful that we were praying and even asked me to pray for him.
Wow. Making yourself available to pray for people really can open the door to shine Jesus Christ's light into their lives. Do you want to hear more stories like Debbie's? Go to CRU.org.